guys.
Hi again.
Hey, Tom.
Come back.
Can you talk about practicing in this cold weather and how it went, and are you ready?
Yeah, you know, we always, coach tries to always get us acclimated to the conditions. So, you know, we practice in the stadium every Friday. So it's good to be out there, try to simulate what it'll be like Sunday. It was cold today, though.
Tom, it's rare that we get a chance to pick your brain on a Friday before the game. And I guess you like it that way, but...
I do.
Can you give us a glimpse of where you are in your preparation on a weekly basis when by the time you reach a Friday? And how prepared do you feel this team is for Sunday?
Well, I think you use all the time you got, so it goes right up till game time. You know, I don't think you ever really let down or stop thinking about the game. Certainly I don't. So, you know, the preparation started as soon as, you know, our game ended last week. And, you know, you just try to put as much as you can into it, and hopefully it's enough.
Tom, you guys have got so many and have during your successful run role players who just plug in, you know, like Green and whatnot last week. Can you just talk about the element of success that has proven for this team? And maybe it's something that Bill's able to coach guys into realizing that it leads to success, you know, guys not worrying about their, you know, like we just had Dion in here, for example, who's not a starter anymore, but he's embracing what he's doing now.
Yeah. Well, coach talks about doing your job, and whatever your role may be, that's what you have to be able to do to perform your role. So, you know, if it's to be a third receiver, it's to be a third receiver. It's to be a third running back, it's third running back. And you do your job as best you can, and you know that whenever your number is called, you got to go out there and perform, because everyone on our team is counting on you. And, you know, starting quarterback or the left guard or – you know, the nickel defensive back, it's, you know, every job was important. And when you're called upon to do that, you know, the expectations are to go out there and play at a championship level. And there's a championship game. There's nothing more important this weekend. And I think everybody who's active for the game understands the importance of their role and what they have to go out and do to be able to try to help us win.
Tom, can you just talk about, I guess, the health of this team? It seems like people starting to come back to practice, had everybody at practice today, and how important that is, getting ready for the big game with everybody out there.
Yeah, well, the more healthy guys you have, you know, the better it is for your team. And, you know, we've been fighting injuries all year, and I'm sure, you know, every team has. It's usually a battle of attrition. You know, we lost Gronk last week, you know, but, you know, we played other games. We played with games without him before, so the guys who step in to fill that void, you know, need to do a great job. And it's just the way it's gone all year.
How was practice this week? How did it go for you guys, would you say?
It was perfect.
Perfect?
There's not one bad play.
Tom, what did you learn about?
No, there's always mistakes made, and you correct them, and you try to, you know, learn from whatever mistakes you make. So I wish they were perfect, but not often.
At this stage of the week, how do you know you've had a good week of practice? What tells you internally that, yeah, that was a good week of practice, I'm ready to go?
That's a good question. Probably for Coach Belichick. He's the one that always analyzes our practices. So, you know, we try to go out and be consistent and go out and execute the plays that are called. I mean, a lot of times you put in, you know, your first and second down plays, your third down plays, your red area plays. It's your first look at them on Wednesday. Like today, we put in the red area. It's your first look at the red area plays. You go out and you see how we practice them. You see how they look. If they don't look good, you make changes, you make adjustments. If they look good, maybe you build on them. You know, maybe you don't do anything with them. You know, you put plays in, you throw plays out. You know, that's the whole preparation of leading up to the game, is trying to understand the game plan and add a few things, take a few things out, so that whatever you're calling is the best stuff and the stuff that you have the most confidence in.
What kind of role can an emotional storyline play once the game begins? I know, like last year with Myra Kraft, that was a big talking point certainly afterwards. And then for this year for the Ravens, obviously Ray Lewis his last year. Torrey Smith earlier this year, his brother passed away when you played him. Once the game starts, what kind of role can that have?
Well, it's an emotional game, and you know, you have highs and lows of the games, and it's, I think what we try to focus on is our execution and stringing together play after play after play, which allows you to either score points or keep them from scoring points. So, yes, emotion is very important.
Tommy,
hopefully you can use it to your advantage.
You talked about preparation in almost an obsessive way of using every second. There seems to be something in your Dion talked about that as well. That you as soon as that last game is ended, you start. You've talked about right up to the beginning of the game. Is there something that you've learned along the way, whether it was even before football, from parents or teachers? I got to imagine, even if you weren't a quarterback, there's something obsessive in you that wants to use every minute to be the best you can be. Where does that come from?
I think it's just the competitiveness of what we do. So. I don't think you really want to waste any time over the course of the week, because when the game ends, you know, the clock's ticking on the next week. So I guess there's a competitiveness against your competitiveness in the preparation against the other team. And are we more prepared at the end of Wednesday than they are? Are we more prepared at the end of Thursday than they are? Are we more prepared at the end of Friday than they are?
Is that the game, though, or is that you? It seems like you've got a little bit more of it. As I say, what you think if you weren't in football, you wouldn't have this competition? I don't think that's true.
I don't know. I'm in football, so I try to use, you know, that competitiveness. It all comes back to the team. You know, I think it's, you know, hopefully, you know, there's nothing that I can do by myself on this team. I rely on everybody, so I think it's the measure of our collective competitiveness to see how it plays out over the course of the week. And the more competitive that we are as a team, and certainly as a veteran player, you try to lead by example. You try to go out there and you lead by, you know, what you do in your preparation, by your attitude, by your enthusiasm, by your attention to detail, by your awareness on the field, by the way you practice, by the way that you're in the meetings, at walkthroughs. And then, you know, as a team, you know, the more guys you have doing those things that are positively influencing, you know, what we may feel may help the outcome of the game, the better we're going to be. So I think that's the competitiveness that we try to put in every week. And you push your teammates and they push you, and you know, hopefully by the end of the year you're reaching a pretty high level.
Tom, what did you learn about your group of tight ends during that time where Gronk was out the first time around, and did it take a little while to kind of develop that trust with the guys at the end of the roster, like Hooman and Daniel Fells? You know, you knew what you had in Aaron and obviously Gronk, but can you talk about A, how they kind of held it together during that time, and B, you know, what your expectations now of them going forward?
Well, there's always a level of comfort that you continue to, you know, get toward the end of the season. You know, early in the year, there's only so many practices that we've had, but, you know, at this point, we've had over 100 practices, so there's quite a bit of throwing that I've done to those guys. There's in game competition where, you know, the awareness is at its highest, and you know, the execution needs to be at its best. But, you know, meetings, walkthroughs, whatever it may be, I mean, you develop trust in the guys that you play with through doing things the right way. And I think Hooman and Daniel and Aaron have really made that a strength. You know, the depth of our team at that position is really a strength, as opposed to last year where we had two guys on the roster. You know, now there were four, and there were four that all have really helped us win a lot of games. So, you know, it all comes down to this week. I mean, there's nothing that, you know, has happened in the past that's going to influence this week. So, you know, we need to be at our best this week.
Tom, of course, a lot of talk has been coming up about your legacy. I just happened to be in Michigan when you were fighting just for a starting job in college. Looking at your life,
you were the
now,
ones that were booing me up in the stands. And I remember that now.
But it's been a long journey for you. What is it like, looking back on this journey to where you are right now?
You know, I think this week I'm just trying to focus on Baltimore. I don't want to, you know, get too much into the past, and, you know, my team owes it, you know, my attention to be focused on, you know, the task at hand, and that's playing a great Baltimore team. So maybe in 3 weeks I'll answer that.
How much more preparation do you put in between the last practice on Friday and the start in game time on Sunday in these 2 days?
Every minute. I think every minute. You know, there's you just keep pushing through, and you finish practice today, and you go in and watch film on practice and see what we need to do better. And that goes right through the night, and tomorrow morning we have meetings, and that goes right through the afternoon, and tomorrow night we have meetings, and then Sunday mornings we have meetings, and, you know, it goes right up to game time. So, you know, it just doesn't stop. You really can't turn it off at this point.
So how does it strike you to think that of the four quarterbacks left in the playoffs, you're the only one who's won a Super Bowl? Some of the others have been eliminated already. You're like the last of the Mohicans.
Sure.
What do you think about that?
Well, I like to be playing this time of year. There's nothing you know, for nothing more exciting than this. You know, certainly I've had experience in these games, but it only really matters if you go out and play well, because there was a time where I was inexperienced and we did pretty well. So I think it's more of a matter of our execution and how we play, as opposed to you know, anything that's been accomplished in the past. So, I mean, to be at this point with four teams left, you need to have a pretty good football team in all three phases. And you know, certainly I feel like we have one of those teams. And, you know, we played the 49ers, we played the Ravens. They certainly have those teams. And I can, you know, we haven't played Atlanta, but I know they're one of those teams because I've seen them play on TV a bunch of times. So you need to have a really, you know, strong team in all phases. And you know, the four teams that are playing now are all qualified.
How has your perspective changed when you think that you guys won three Super Bowls in 4 years early in your career, but since then, although you've been in the Super Bowl, haven't won at all? What does that tell you about how difficult it is to achieve that goal, and how does that drive you?
It's very, you know, yeah, I mean, believe me, I thought about that a lot myself, and it's very it's hard to win the Super Bowl. There's no question. I mean, we've made it there since I've been here five times. It's hard to get to this point. It's hard to get to the AFC Championship game. You need a lot of things to go your way over the course of the year. You know, I think we're fortunate to be in this game and to have this opportunity. So, you know, it's just, there's a lot of things that need to happen positively over the course of a long season, you know, to have this chance. I'm glad we have it.
How is Tom Belichick around this time? Is he still the same in the regular season for preparation-wise, or does he kind of step his level up to step it up a little bit?
He's very consistent. I mean, I think there's one thing you can always expect about Coach Belichick. He's going to give you everything he's got. So whether it's this week or, you know, you come to our passing camp in May, he coaches just as hard. I mean, and I think that's, you know, why why we're able to make improvements over the course of the year, because it's, you know, it's not like, okay, guys, this week's not that important. You know, it's always like, look, this week's important because it's only going to build on next week. And, you know, it's just hopefully you climb that mountain over the course of a long season. You get to a point at the end where you're as good as – you're performing as well as you have ever performed over the course of the season. So, and every team starts at the same place. So, you know, you don't want to waste those days in May, because, you know, what helps in May gets you prepared for training camp. And if how well you do in training camp gets you prepared for early in the season. And early in the season can only put you in a good position when Thanksgiving rolls around. And that's when you really, you know, have a chance to make something of your season. So,
Tom, what are some of the characteristics that define this rivalry now that's really butting into one of, if not the best in the AFC, playoff-wise?
What was the first part?
Some of the characteristics that define this rivalry for you.
Well, I think there's just, you know, Baltimore's got a great football team. They've had a great team for a long time. Very good on defense. You know, very good on offense. They've always had, good special teams. Our coach was a special teams coach, so the emphasis on those special team units is always very high for them. So we've just had a lot of great games against them, and I think, you know, this one will be another great game.
Tom, you're going to have
the game plan is important, but if a play isn't bad until it goes bad, how important is developing flexibility and patience in your evolution as a pro?
You know, I think you always have to, you know, try to find ways to get the best play called out there on the field. I think that, you know, you never want to really snap the ball into, you know, what you feel may be a bad play. So I think over the years I've gained flexibility within what my coaches have allowed me to do, so that, you know, I see certain looks and I know to get to a particular play that may be better. Sometimes it doesn't always turn out that way, but and those are the ones you go to the sideline and the coach yells at you for, you know, changing the play. But when it goes right, you know, I think it's, you know, real positive for our team. So, you know, that's part of the experience part that really pays off, is you've been in enough situations to understand what may work and what may not work. So, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.